Hello?
Hi, good evening. May I please speak with Jennifer Smith?
That's me.
Hi, Mrs. Smith. Good evening. My name is Ricardo. I am calling you from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president? Congress and the will you definitely
100%.
All right, and now, ma'am, in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay, and just to be sure you're representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay.
The boring
one. Okay, and what is your age, ma'am?
38.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say I'm conservative to moderate.
Okay. All right. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction that the country is headed right now?
Probably in the dissatisfied.
Okay. And ma'am, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Oh, good grief. two.
Okay. And making college more affordable?
7.
Okay. And improving kindergarten through 12th grade education?
10.
Thank you. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy.
Is that a concern? should I be concerned about that? I guess I'd probably say like a 5 because I didn't know that was something that we needed to worry about. So 5.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Is there a middle for that?
Okay, would you strongly approve?
No mid-grade? I would say I'm as middle as you can get. I don't think he's horrific, but I wouldn't vote for him again.
Okay, I got 4 options right here. I got strongly approve.
Okay, that's all right.
I got somewhat approve. I got somewhat disapprove and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and very favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Oh, 20.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
50.
And Mr. Joe Biden?
50.
Okay. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's unimportant at all. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. What do you think
5.
About that? A 5?
5.
Okay. And authorizing prescription medication?
7.
And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
10.
And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
8.
Okay. Thank you. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Okay. If my brain's getting sleepy, so you got to help me with that question again. Ask it again.
Sure, man. Not a problem. If you don't understand the question, I'll explain it to you again. Not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. It says, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adult 21 and over?
So is it basically if I favored it, then they would not allow cigarettes or flavored cigars for above 21?
Basically, you're supporting this ban or you're opposing this ban?
Yes, I support the ban of it, yeah.
Somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I strongly support it.
Okay. Thank you,
I'm not a cigarette fan, so.
No, it's completely fine, ma'am. And do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Okay, so support it as long as it doesn't have it.
You support it?
If it doesn't have a lot of it, then I'm good. So I strongly support it if it only has a little bit or no nicotine.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, ma'am, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More benefits.
Much more benefits or some more benefit?
Much more.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think it should be a big one.
Okay. Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Between harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one of these do you think is better approach, ma'am?
I mean, I like the second one, but I don't think that's reasonable. So I'll go with the first one.
Thank you. And I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, the first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you concerned about that? Somewhat concerned, very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
Okay. And the next one is an immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned?
I'm very, kind of an oxymoron there, but yeah, I guess very concerned.
Okay. And the last one here is more dangerous products flooding the U.S., the markets as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Oh, good gravy. Very concerned.
Okay.
Can I say that for all of them?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, let me see right here. You said very concerned, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. She said very concerned. Okay. And moving on to this next one. Give me 1 second. It's loading up.
Take your time. I used to do this in college, so I understand.
I'm sorry?
I said, you take all the time you want. I used to do the same thing when I was in college, so I understand how it works.
Ah, oh, man. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Now, the first statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How you feel about that statement, ma'am?
So 10 is I agree, correct? Like, really agree, right?
10 is you strongly agree. That's the highest.
Yeah, so 10.
Okay. And the second one is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products would not stop people from using them. It would just simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How you feel about that statement, ma'am?
10.
Okay. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through their cessation support and harm reduction. How you feel about that statement, ma'am?
I'm going to go 5 on that one.
Okay. We're almost done here, ma'am. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Mm-hmm. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Still support it. Got to figure out the right way, but I still support it.
Strongly support it, or you somewhat support it, ma'am?
I still strongly support it.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much more.
Thank you, ma'am. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
Is this like strongly like a range or just yes or no?
This one is much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or it has no impact?
Somewhat willing.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, ma'am, have you used any of these following products? Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Beer?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope, I'm pretty boring.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
How about coffee?
Does tea count?
Decaf?
No. hot tea, you know?
oh, I'm sorry. You said tea.
I drink hot tea. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know if that counts.
Okay. No problem. Tea sounds good right now.
Yeah.
a smokeless tobacco such as Zip or Chew?
No.
Okay. What about a soda or a pop?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my cigarette.
Okay. And these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Like degree or level?
Yeah, we have a postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, or just high school graduate?
Bachelor's.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Probably middle.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
Say them again.
Yeah. How would you best describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. All right, suburban. All right, and do you identify as a member of? Do you identify as
sorry,
a member of,
daughter?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Okay. Very well, Mrs. Jennifer. Thank you very much for your time. It has been very helpful to us. Please have a blessed night. You have a great day. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Bye.
Sure.